This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Do you know how much time you spend online? More people are thinking about their digital wellness, keeping track of how they interact with technology and for how long. Our guest on today's This Week in America is Veronica Navarette, a digital wellness expert and Google Communications Manager. Tips and tools for understanding your tech usage and learning how to disconnect when needed. Whether you consider yourself a power user or just like watching videos from time to time, digital well-being starts when you better understand your online habits. Veronica shares tools available for everyone to develop their own sense of digital well-being. Using technology to improve your life, not distract from it. Next on today's This Week in America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. So how much time do you spend on your smartphone and electronic gadgets? Chances are more than you realize. A recent study finds that the average person spends several hours a day on their smartphone alone, adding up to around 86 hours a month. We're hearing more about the addictiveness of technology and how much time we spend looking at screens. So how do we get technology to improve our life, not distract from it? Answers from digital wellness expert and Google Communications Manager Veronica Navarette. Here to help us understand our online habits and with tips and tools to disconnect when needed. Veronica, welcome to This Week in America. Great to have you with us on the program.
Great to be here.
You know, it's a relatively new term, digital wellness. Exactly what are we talking about?
Yeah, so I think we're realizing that we're spending a lot more time with our devices. We're surfing, we're scrolling, we're gaming, we're watching videos. And all of this time adds up. So a few recent studies have linked this increased screen time to inability to focus, difficulty falling asleep, or even in extreme cases, depression. So with that in mind, I think that a lot of companies are looking at how they can provide helpful tools to help people manage this screen time and take charge of their digital wellness.
I think for so many people, it's instinctive. We really don't even fully understand what we're doing. We're just going to our smartphone, going to the gadgets. So I'm assuming the first step towards digital well-being is what understanding how we interact with technology. How do we go about doing that?
Exactly. A great place to start is to figure out exactly how much time you're spending with your devices. So as I mentioned, YouTube has been thinking about this for a while, and one thing that they're releasing today is called a timed watch profile. And basically what that means is that YouTube is going to tell you exactly how much time you're spending watching those videos. So it might feel like a few minutes here and there, but it tends to add up. It's really easy to lose track of time when you're having fun. And so one tip to get you started is to set some boundaries for yourself. Straight from within the YouTube app, you can always go ahead and go in there and set a reminder to take a break. That could be either a few minutes or maybe a couple of hours of YouTube time. But whatever you feel is right for you, once you've hit that limit, a reminder will come up on your screen.
You know, it's interesting. This dashboard is amazing. Talk about what we see in the dashboard, because for most people, they'll go, wait a minute, that can't be me. It's really revealing, isn't it?
It is really revealing, and that's exactly the point. We do want to make sure that you have a full understanding of exactly how much time you're spending with the app. So it will give you an average of how much YouTube time you have, whether that be for that day or for that week or maybe for an extended period of time. And it will help you understand your usage so that you can decide, you know, is this maybe a little bit too much for me, or does this feel exactly right?
You know, it's interesting because of what it compares to basically this time a week ago. So we have some comparison as to how we're doing. Is this a normal week, or am I a little over or under even this week?
That's right.
You know, it helps us focus on what really matters. That's one of the things that you're doing. And by the way, everything we're talking about on the program today, you'll find at the website wellbeing.google. With us on the program is Veronica Navarette, the digital wellness expert, Google Communications Manager. You help us focus on what really matters. Talk about how you go about doing that, because this is really interesting. It sort of shifts our focus back on what should be a priority.
That's right. And one of the areas that constantly brings me back to my phone is with those notifications. Just getting constantly pinged and bombarded with ringing and buzzing, it can be really distracting. It's difficult to be present in the moment with work, family, or friends, and it can bring you right back to your devices. So one thing that I like to do is I like to batch all of my notifications into just one notification a day. You can do this within the YouTube app as well. The best part about this for me, actually, is that you can set the time of day that you get the single notification. So I like to set it after work, after I've had dinner with my family, and it's actually a time where I might have some more free time to enjoy whatever app I'm trying to use.
And I understand with YouTube, the push notifications we get, those are bundled as well, which is a better use of our time.
Exactly. Another great feature is that they are sending notifications silently between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. So if you're trying to fall asleep and you're constantly getting pinged and get these, you know, rings in your ear, that'll at least stop that from happening from within the YouTube app.
As I'm looking at this, I'm realizing all that Google Assistant can do for us. And I get the impression, maybe just me, but maybe others as well, we're not fully using it, are we? This could really make a major difference in our lives.
Yeah, I find that Google Assistant to be extremely helpful. I don't always have access to, you know, touch the device or use my hands to type anything. Using the Google Assistant and a lot of the voice commands can be super helpful. It can help set reminders for things so that you don't have to constantly be checking your phone. It can help get you quickly connected to a family member or friend. There are just several uses for it.
Yeah, and people concerned about privacy, sometimes it's like, I really need to watch what I share, and I understand you can easily manage, even delete the past conversations.
That's right. You can go into your settings at any time within your Google account and see exactly what information is available and what information you may want to remove. So I would definitely recommend heading over to privacy settings, and again, over to wellbeing.google.com. If it all sounds a little confusing, I think it breaks it down for you there and gives you a lot of tips and tricks.
Yeah, it takes you through basically step by step all the things that Google can do for you. Voice routine, for example, the routine things that we do every day, we can talk to Google Assistant and they'll do it for us or remind us.
That's right. It's gone beyond searching. And like I said, we use our devices for just about everything nowadays. And I think that's why Google and YouTube have really taken a concentrated effort into providing the tools that people need to kind of take charge of their own well-being.
All of us go crazy with Gmail, and you can do some amazing things with Gmail so that we're not totally focused on the inbox and what we need to look at, and we focus on the important stuff. Talk about some better ways that we can use Gmail more effectively by using the dashboard and by using what's available from Google.
That's right. One thing that I like to do personally with my Gmail and email accounts is I make sure to disconnect any notifications when I'm on vacation or if it's the weekend and I don't need to do any work. I also make sure that I set notifications to only send for certain people. So let's say if I want to make sure I receive notifications from my boss, I'll mark that down in email. Or if I want to receive notifications from, say, my mom and dad, I can do that too.
You know, and I didn't realize this was even available, but you can basically reply in just a click with Smart Reply. Talk about how that works, because this is something I didn't even know was available.
Yeah, Smart Reply is really interesting. It basically gives you a recommendation of what might be a reply, and you can choose from a set of recommendations for you. And I'll have to say that they're pretty spot on. I wasn't sure how it would work exactly, but it has cut down on email time quite a bit just by using the Smart Reply.
Veronica Navarette with us on This Week in America, digital wellness expert, Google Communications Manager. Everything she's talking about and all the processes, the tools, the tips, how you go about doing this available at the website wellbeing.google. And of course, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So many of us struggle with photos. Google Photos can do a lot of that for us as well, can't they?
It definitely can. From within the Google Photos app, it can help you organize your photos. I just recently took a family vacation, and it created an automatic video for me with some of the highlights, which was really nice to share with my family members. It can help you search through photos. It's amazing the quality of the search that you can get through the Photos app. But it's quite a bit of interesting tools that they've developed for this singular app. And it's just made photos a lot easier to use.
And this is interesting, the driving companion that you have, Android Auto, this is something we know we're not supposed to really pay attention to that, pay attention to driving, not the electronic devices. But when you're wondering what you're getting, if you've got an alert that goes off, it's like, okay, I need to take a peek at that to see if it's important. Talk about the driving companion component that you've got, because this really can help us be better drivers and minimize those distractions.
Yeah, again, I think it's about using voice as much as possible. So, you know, when you can use the Google Assistant and to ask you to read back maybe a text message or an alert that you got, it's super helpful because it can keep you focused on what you need. And that's kind of the point of all of these tools, is to make sure that you have what you need to stay focused on the world around you and what you need to do instead of looking at your tech. At Google and YouTube, they really believe that tech should work for you, not the other way around. So I think that's kind of what they're trying to build into their products.
We always want to check one more time before we go to sleep for the evening. How can we use this to disconnect at night?
Well, it's definitely great to know that YouTube will be sending those notifications silently to your device between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. Of course, you can always customize that. I actually make sure that my notifications and settings are set to quiet hours from before 10 p.m. I like to set them around 8 p.m. just so that I can start winding down. And it's just a way to keep your mind focused and clear and ready for bed.
A big part of this with digital wellness is helping families find the right balance. And this is really important because we've got to, you know, as adults, we're trying to find that right balance. We have the kids out there that are attached to their smartphones and their devices as well. How does this work in terms of helping families find the right balance?
Yeah, so these features are available for the main YouTube app. For children, we do have a YouTube Kids app, so that's anyone under 13 years old. However, I would say that a great place to start in terms of creating healthy habits for your family is leading by example. And once you have the power and the knowledge of exactly how much time you're spending online and you start to set limits for yourself, just that example and having that conversation with the family can really help kind of set some sort of general rules and guidelines that overall I think can help with the digital health.
And with YouTube Kids, what we can set the appropriate time, we can set limits. We basically, and they may not even know it, but we can control what they're watching and for how long they're watching it.
That's right. It is more curated. There are a lot more parental controls. It's definitely a better place for kids.
And they have, talk about Google Wi-Fi. This is interesting because we're concerned about taking breaks as adults. We can schedule breaks for kids as well, I understand.
that's right. With Google Wi-Fi, you can schedule what's appropriate for your family and turn off devices and well, not necessarily turn off devices, but kind of set when Wi-Fi limits should be made. It's very similar to the YouTube features in that, and across all Google products, basically, is giving you the freedom to set limits without necessarily getting in your way.
And as you're doing all of this with the children, you're able to talk about online safety, and I know that's a focus that you're working on as well. Online safety for everybody, for the adults as well as the kids.
That's right. Online safety is very important for everyone. It's important to be aware of what your devices are capable of and exactly how to use your devices. So I always say more information is better, and that's why it's a really great place to start is always at wellbeing.google.com, just so that you kind of have an idea of what's available to you.
Let's talk about what you've gone through, because you're involved in technology. You deal with technology every day. Has it been difficult for you to get it under control so that you're enhancing your life with technology rather than turning your life over to technology?
Yeah, so I actually moved up to the Bay Area and started at Google about 7 years ago. And increasingly over that time, I just found myself to be using a lot more devices, spending a lot more time with my screens. And over the past year, I would say that I've taken more of a concerned effort to take charge of my own digital well-being. And I do that by setting limits for myself, and I definitely take charge of all the tools that are available to me, whether that means turning only notifications on for apps that I absolutely need for the workday, or just even turning off my phone altogether when I head on vacation. It's definitely about setting reasonable boundaries for yourself that fit well into your own life, because it's not going to be the same for every person. Everyone has different needs. And so I would say just keeping that in mind, but using the tools that are available has been really helpful for me.
A minute or so left in the program, and all of this that we're talking about today, you'll find at wellbeing.google. Talk about YouTube and Google's role in this, because you want us, obviously, to use technology, but you want to make sure we use it effectively and we use it with some boundaries. Google is really a leader in this movement, aren't they?
Yeah, I would say that Google and YouTube have been thinking about this from the very beginning. We recognize that it's an area of increasing concern for people. So we have been thinking about ways to give people the tools that they need to take charge of their own digital well-being. And we want to make that as easy for them as possible. We want to make sure that our communities feel happy and safe online, so we try to give them as many tools for that as possible.
And you'll be surprised when you go to the website, wellbeing.google, all that probably you're not taking advantage of that will not be a distraction, but will make your life better, will improve the quality of your life. We're talking about digital wellness. Keeping track of how you interact with technology and for how long. With us on the program has been digital wellness expert, Google Communications Manager, Veronica Navarette. Again, the information at wellbeing.google. Veronica, great information. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And all the information, of course, you can link on directly to wellbeing.google by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. That's 800-430-9605.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. A refugee's escape, a prisoner's promise, and a daughter's painful secret converge in the new inspirational feature film, Beautifully Broken, based on a true story. Three fathers fight to save their families. Their lives become intertwined in an unlikely journey across the globe, where they learn the healing power of forgiveness and reconciliation. Starring in Beautifully Broken is Benjamin Onyango, a Kenyan-born actor and producer known for his films Tears of the Sun and God's Not Dead. TV credits including The X-Files, General Hospital, Two Worlds, The Shield, and Dysfunctionally Organized. Growing up, Benjamin was involved in music and acting. His teen years, a lead guitarist for the only rock band in Nairobi. He left Kenya in 1987 to study in the U.S., and now starring in the new film, Beautifully Broken, Benjamin Onyango with us on This Week in America. Benjamin, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
So looking forward to this. This is a film for everybody, an inspirational film with a powerful story. A powerful story. The gentleman you play, William Wizerwa, is a real-life Rwandan businessman. Talk about this character and what he had to go through to bring his family to the U.S.
Yes, I play this amazing person. When you meet him in real life, you'll be just as thrilled as I am when I met him. Yes, he's this actually happened in 1994 when the Rwanda genocide took place. He escaped, you know, by the grace of God. He escaped with his wife, pregnant wife, and ran all night with the child, and ran all night, you know, into Uganda, ran some days into Kenya, ended up in a refugee camp. He was there for 3 years, and then there's a missionary was looking for people who qualify in this to send to either America or Europe or whatever, and he qualified because of his refugee status, and he was sent to Nashville, where he lives to this day. And he started this Legacy Mission Village, which is a refugee ministry to help refugees just like he was a refugee himself. So this guy is just an amazing person, and that's the life, that's the person I'm portraying in this movie.
In this genocide, nearly a million people were killed, and just in little over 100 days, he has this opportunity to come to the United States, but he has to come alone, and he really struggled with that, didn't he? He did not want to leave the family behind.
Yes, it was a trying time because there he was, you know, in a strange place. You don't really have in those shelters in the refugee camps, you know, there's really not much. And then you tell me you're going to take me by myself to America, you know, that's kind of, it was a trying time, but he had a good wife who encouraged him. I said, you know what, you just go and then you'll be able to provide for us. And that's exactly what happened. And despite how he was feeling, he went to America and indeed called for them, and they came, and they're all here now. You know, it's a great story, a lot of, love, redemption, reconciliation, and all that stuff happening, all rolled up in one.
And it's amazing how forces bring people together. In fact, some people say this is almost a script written by God. If Hollywood would have written it, nobody would have believed it, but it's a true story. When he gets here, I talk about the fathers and intertwined. Talk about the role of Randy Hartley, a real-life character who became friends with William and what they shared.
Yeah, when you follow the story itself, is really centered about this Randy Hartley, you know, the American father who went to great lengths, even if that journey took him all the halfway throughout the world to Africa to save his family. That's exactly what he did. He went to Rwanda. He was facing a family crisis in his own house. Something had happened to his child, but the child luckily was communicating with another child in Africa. You know, they were pen pals. That child was also going through other things. You know, father was in prison and all that kind of stuff. You know, but this is the only person that this American child opened up to. So the father decided, you know what, maybe we should take this kid to meet the other child, and maybe things will change. And that's exactly how the two families came to be together. So he made the journey halfway through the world, to Africa, to Rwanda. The two met, and with another family again, the third one, that spared their lives, you know. And this is how this whole story comes together, you know.
We're talking about the movie Beautifully Broken. Benjamin Onyango, the star of the movie, is with us on This Week in America. A couple minutes left in the program. Let's talk about the response that you've had so far. In some of the screenings, this movie has really struck home with people, hasn't it? It's got a very powerful message.
Yes, it has. We've got really, really amazing reviews. Every place that we've watched it, people come out, you know. So, I'll give you a personal example of my friend. I have a friend. His name is H.G. Wells, who faced tragedy. His wife died last month, you know, just all of a sudden died. And then I told him, H.G., I'm going to Nashville. I know you're having a hard time. Let's go. You just something to get you out of the house. So yesterday, he watched the movie. And this man sat there and told me, Benjamin, this movie touched me. And now there I was sitting broken, and I see how God can turn things around for my good. And so that's the kind of movie this is. You know, everywhere we've gone, and that's my personal experience, a friend whose wife died. But that's the same reaction that we get everywhere we go when we screen this movie. It's an amazing movie, very powerful.
The movie is Beautifully Broken, starring Benjamin Onyango, our guest on the program. If you go to the website beautifullybrokenmovie.com, you can find out where the movie is close by to you in the hour, so you can be sure to check it. You can link on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go directly there, beautifullybrokenmovie.com. Benjamin, looking forward to the movie. Thank you so much for sharing that with us on the program today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Once again, the movie is Beautifully Broken, website beautifullybrokenmovie.com. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.